Let's talk a little bit about the side effects profiles of these agents. And first, let's maybe begin with bevacizumab, specifically in renal cancer. What's been seen?
The predominant side effects have been, as in other diseases, but perhaps more prominent in renal cancer, hypertension and proteinuria. The exact mechanism is not well defined, but these are common side effects that probably occur in upwards of 30 or 40% of people, can be grade 3, that is more severe, in maybe 5 or 10% of people, depending on the definition. Having said that, you know, bevacizumab is really a well-tolerated day-to-day drug. It's an IV infusion every other week, and really from day-to-day, there aren't many common side effects. Hypertension is generally well managed with standard antihypertensive approaches. Proteinuria is not terribly clinically significant unless patients get into the nephrotic range, which is not common. There's always with bevacizumab the sort of rare but serious side effects of bleeding, clotting, GI perforation, other cardiac issues, things like that. That is really relatively uncommon, but again, in the sort of rare but serious category.